Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey, y'all. Hey, if you're watching this for the first time, wherever you're watching, let me just take a minute to introduce myself. I am Dr. Samaria M. Covert. First things first, first off, I love Jesus. Okay, so let's just say that right there. I am founder of a practice called Kingdom Creative Counseling, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. I am an author. I've written over 60 books. My goal is 100 in the next 5 to 10 years. I'm in my office right now. I love this place. And I do teaching and trainings and everything in between. And what is my goal today? I want to help you live in truth on purpose. And again, I am a faith-based therapist. And that just means I love the Lord, and I want to bring the kingdom of God to anyone and everyone. So I give you faith-based principles that bring about lasting change. Let's talk about a different topic today. I want to talk about something that really does have to do with your mental health, and that is the counterfeit spirit. The reason why I wanted to address this, believe it or not, is because there are so many counterfeits going on in our world, in this new era, in this new day. Excuse me. There we go. In this new day, and you deal with counterfeit long enough, brothers and sisters, it is going to be a mental health issue. But also counterfeits, and I'm going to talk to you about this in a minute without getting ahead of myself, is a demonic agenda meant to stop you from fulfilling your purpose, your destiny, and your assignment. And the thing about counterfeits is they look so real. They look so real. I also, shameless plug, as y'all know, I said I'm writing books. I actually just finished my second book of 2024, and as you all can tell, it is not out right now, but I'm so excited about how it's coming. It's going to be one of those mini books. I don't always do these really huge books. Sometimes I do mini books, and so it's going to be an ebook, a mini book, but it's talking about the counterfeit spirit. I was in prayer a while back, and the Lord began to speak to me, and He said, oftentimes the reason why Christians are can get deceived by people who have a spirit of divination was a counterfeit prophetic is because it looks so much and so real. And so I think it is really important, if you find yourself being a believer, you're going to have to really begin to seek God concerning people, places, and spaces, because you don't want to find yourself in an entanglement. And I'm not talking about Will and Jada, but an entanglement, a snare, a stronghold, a trap of not being able to move forward because you are in relationship in some way, family, friends, foe, romantic partner with a counterfeit. Some years ago, the Lord began to speak to me, and He said, Samaria, counterfeits always come up before the real thing. And in the natural world nowadays, we think counterfeits come up after. You become authentic, you're the real thing, and people come behind you and emulate you. But that's not how counterfeits come. Counterfeits are a demonic agenda. Satan uses our desires against us, our desire for a fortune, fame, and relationships. That's why you really have to check your motives at the door. But Satan uses that against us, our godly desires against us, because he knows, and I mean this respectfully, how potent a counterfeit can be. So these are in no particular order of importance. Again, I did write an entire book, and so when I give you maybe an hour teaching of something that I've written, even if I do a series, I'm only giving you a snippet of what is written in a lot more detail. And one of the reasons why people get caught up with counterfeits is simply because they refuse to wait. God has a specific person who's assigned to your life. He has a specific plan. He has a specific time. And oftentimes, we are always waiting, and we think that we're ready for something long before we are. And then sometimes compare ourselves. God, why is my friend getting married? Or why does my friend have this great building or this great ministry or this great business? And here I am still waiting. And the enemy uses that against us because it is a godly desire to have a godly relationship. It's a godly desire that when God gives us a dream or God gives us a vision, it is everything, and we want to fulfill it. However, there is a thing called God's timing. And so when God gives us His promise, he is going to make it come to pass. And there are instructions that he has to do to prepare us. To getting the promise is one thing, sustaining it is another. And the one thing God spoke to me recently, he says, if you look at the path of the people of Israel, they had a promise after a season of they had a promise that started from the beginning. Then they had a season of oppression. After they left that season of oppression, they had a season of transition. That transition season was meant to prepare them for the promise, but most of them did not make it to the promise. Watch this. Because of their own mentality. So before you can truly move forward, you got to change your mentality. You cannot bring an old mindset into a new anointing. I'm preaching good already. You cannot bring an old mindset, a person, place, or space. When God has a promise for you, he has specific people that are guaranteed your success because he has assigned people to help you. But if you are caught up with a counterfeit, brothers and sisters, you are delaying your promise. And in some cases, you may even be denying it because you refuse to change. Most of the people of Israel had the same promise. They left at the same time. They were in the same transition, and most of them didn't make it to the promise. Just because you have a promise does not mean you're going to fulfill it. You could, and I said this before, you could be moving. You're at the hamster's wheel. You are moving, and you're still going nowhere. Let's talk. So how do I discern a counterfeit? Counterfeits can come in different ways. Oh, let me not say counterfeits can come in different ways. False prophets, false prophecy, sorcerers. Let's talk. I'm getting, sometimes I have what I'm about to say, and then I speak way in advance. So one of the ways, and this is no an order of importance, a counterfeit, and this is where you'll see, is someone oftentimes operates in no authority because remember, you could be gifted and not anointed. You can be intellectual and not anointed. And I mean no disrespect. I was sitting there listening to someone, I won't say the person's name, minister, and I hold and I heard the Lord say, just as clear as you were hearing my name, he said, Samaria, you cannot manufacture my authority. And so understanding what that means. Authority means access. It means God has endorsed you. And sometimes you got someone hooping, howling, squalling. but there is no anointing. So you can be a gifted singer and not anointed. You can be a gifted preacher and not an anointed one. Okay. And I know that we want to believe that everyone has an anointing, but everyone has a potential to be anointed. So we call gifting anointing. We call intellectualism anointing. You can be a gifted business person, a gifted therapist, a gifted, and you can be gifted in everything you want to do, be gifted in, and never cross the line into the anointing. Another thing that counterfeit, but I'm going to kind of weave this into point number two, is someone who's a counterfeit. Watch this. And a counterfeit could be a person, just like you can get counterfeit money. It's someone who's motivated, listen, by selfish ambition. Joshua, God told me to read this a few years ago. Joshua chapter 3, verse 7. God says to Joshua, now I'm going to make you great in front of the people. The King James Version says, I'm going to magnify you in front of the people. The New Living Translation says, I'm going to make great in front of the people. See, when you are a counterfeit, you have to magnify yourself in front of people. You have to exalt yourself in front of great men and women of God because you're trying to get put on. But when you are anointed, the Bible says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you in due season. So counterfeits are motivated by selfish ambition. They use office politics. Y'all, if you were, you work in an office setting, you have office politics. You're trying to snob now with who's who, meets and to get next. If you are, if I'm a Toyota, if you're a Toyota, right? You standing next to E-Class Mercedes-Benz is not going to, by default, make you a E-class. You are Toyota. And so oftentimes when people are motivated by self and selfish ambition, they do I want to do a Vagabond Spirit? Hold on. They have a vagabond spirit. They go from place to place to place, seeing who they can get next to build their platform, their ministry, their business. That works in the business world to a certain extent, to a certain extent, but doesn't work with God. As a matter of fact, because for those who don't know, I worked in different community mental health for many, many years. And so I can't recall it like corporate, but I guess you can call it corporate. And you always got that one person that's really tripping something different. They get really they get really like, woo, if they get a title of some sort, but they start playing at office politics. Those people don't last long, y'all. They really don't. Okay, so let's keep it moving. I remember a few years ago, for those who don't know, I used to work. This is oh, 20 years ago, y'all. Oh, 20 years ago. I used to work, believe it or not, in jewelry camp. That's why I came to actually really love jewelry. I really do now. I love all kinds of jewelry, fake jewelry, real jewelry. The way my coins is coming, y'all. I make a little fake before I get the real, but I love the way jewelry looks. I love the way jewelry just enhances something. And so, what I would learned about, and when we talk about counterfeits, a cubic zirconia diamond, watch this, and a real diamond to the person with the natural eye looks the same. The problem is, and the issue is that a cubic zirconia has no real value. That's why you can get it so cheap. But the diamond has is very valuable, but depending upon the clarity, the cut, the weight, all that, it's has a lot of value to it. You don't really have to pay anything for a cubic zirconia because it's fake. You know where I'm going, because it's fake. But you got to pay, depending upon the cut, the clarity, of the type of diamond you want, you got to pay some money. Money, right? For this type of anointing. The real anointing is going to cost you something. And you're never going to be able to shortcut the process. And whatever you do, I don't, don't think church, because this applies to church, but also, oh, your kingdom assignment, which is not necessarily limited to church, your business, you will not be able to shortcut the process long term. Because if you're valuable, it's going to cost you something. All right. All right. So counterfeits, oftentimes people who have a counterfeit spirit, I'll put number three, they will often use words to try to impress people. And again, remember, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. But counterfeit people, oh, let me just, I had to look at my notes again, y'all. I got to learn how to read my handwriting. It says, oh, so it's a way. So people who are counterfeit use the works of the spirit to try to impress people. Let me say it again. They use the works of the spirit to try to impress people. So preaching, prophesying, signs, wonders, and miracles. The problem now becomes, as the Bible says, that in the last days, that people are going to be deceived by signs and wonders. The Bible also tells us that Satan transforms himself into an angel of light. And so he is a disguising counterfeit spirit. Teaches us in the last day that people will be wolf in sheep's clothing. That simply means is you pretend to be a sheep, a sheep that is motivated by and love their love for God, but really a wolf. A wolf is a devouring spirit. Second Thessalonians 2:9 says, and this man will come do the work of Satan with counterfeit power, counterfeit signs, and counterfeit miracles. Again, that's Second Thessalonians 2:9. I believe I read that from the Living Translation. And so when we look at the increase of the spirit of deception that's going on in our world, it really has to do with point number four, the spirit of the Antichrist. Over 20 years ago, and I'll tell you this, I was maybe it was even longer than that. I had a vision, and in the vision, I saw people getting on a conveyor belt. And I'm going to change the wording because it's on social media, and if you say certain words, it'll block it. But they were on this conveyor belt to their demise, that they were being literally humans being crushed. And it looks like they had something, this kind of gloss look over their faces, and they were just voluntarily getting on this conveyor belt. It sounds like they were deceived. They were deceived. And I kept saying, God, what's going on? I said, in the name of Jesus, I break it. Because they had been so blinded by their own deception, they were getting on this conveyor belt to their own demise. I heard the Lord said to me, this is again tw over 20 years ago. So you think now, if that was over 20 years ago, what is happening now? Mm-hmm. So the Lord said to me in that vision, said the enemy knows, Samaria, that his time is short. He knows that he is defeated. And he increased in his spirit of deception and his signs and wonders because he know his time is short and he's trying to take as many people with him as he can. This is why you're seeing everyone come, people, a lot of people are coming to therapy talking about counterfeit spirit or what do they say, narcissism. Everybody come to therapy nowadays, they have been in relationship with narcissists. I mean, and narcissist is it's basically a jealous bell spirit. If you have gone through things probably in the last 4 to 5 years, maybe even 7 years or something, more than likely you have had to deal with someone who had a counterfeit spirit probably in the last 7 years. I'm going to tell you how to deal with these things, honey, because God is not going to give her a problem without giving a solution. So I want to iterate again, point number five. I said this before, but counterfeit spirits can operate under a familiar spirit that appears to have signs, wonders, and spiritual gifts. And also, again, my business people, my faith-based people, just gifted people in general that may not necessarily don't think always church. Like they naturally appear to have a gift of leadership. You will see, find a lot of Jezebel spirits in certain business world because they get put in positions, these demonic spirit of divination, because they appear to be so gifted, they have natural good leadership skill set. You ever dealt with any toxicity in relationship or toxicity in your career, you will more than likely have come across some people have a demonic agenda. I sometimes when I meet with my clients who are faith-based, we talk about these types of spirits that you deal with in the workplace. Okay, so they appear to be very gifted, and so we talk about spirit divination. And I won't reiterate this, but I talked about this in one of my previous teachings, where I talked about the spirit of divination, and I talked about how prophecy is not divination, how the Lord told me, divination looks like prophecy. But to give you context and to give you this scripture, Jeremiah 27:9, it says, do not listen to them. These are the people who are able to operate in signs and wonders, but God says, don't listen to them. Do not listen to one false prophets. And do I want to deal with false prophets? False prophets really are someone who is envious of true prophets. So I have a false prophet. Most of the time, they are trying to connect with true prophets because it validates their false ministry. But false prophets operate under the spirit of divination. They prophesy for greed and because they're trying to birth their prophetic ministries for money. These are people who prophesy for the sake of money. Now, listen, I want you to be great. I really do. And if you say you want a new car, I want you to have a new car. I really do. If you want a great career, if you want to be our tenured minister, if you want a great business, I want you to have it all. I absolutely positively do. Ain't got nothing to do with me. I want you to have everything God wants you to have. But if you're trying to prophesy over me so I can give a $10,000 seed or any type of seed, and you're prophesying to me because you want me to like you and you want to get you a brand new car, a new house, a new whatever. If you are using the gifts of the spirit for selfish gain, the Bible calls it filthy lucre. See, the prophetic anointing is not for you to manipulate people's pocketbook so you can get you do whatever it is that you were trying to. That's not what the prophetic is for. Because don't listen to your false prophets. Don't listen to your fortune tellers. Don't listen to your interpreters of dreams, mediums, sorcerers, and what they are saying. These are one, two, three, four, five different types of spirit that can operate under a false prophetic. But if you look at them, they appear to be real. Someone who's operating spirit divination could say, could end their prophetic words with what God said, and it appears to be so accurate because they operate under a familiar spirit, which is really a monitoring spirit. You ever hear someone say monitoring spirit? Think about it as a familiar spirit. It's a spirit that lurks and observes you from a distance, and then they start calling your name. You, Jane Doe. This is the familiar spirit. You think it's all the word of knowledge and prophecy. The Lord said, no, they operate under a sorcerer spirit. So these are the type of people that operate under this grace, and it's a counterfeit. Remember this, and I said this before, we don't use the gifts of the spirit to bring people to us, to impress people. That's a false prophecy. They want you to be impressed. We use the gifts of the Spirit to draw people closer to Christ, not closer to your car, your agenda, what you're trying to build, not your career, not because we want you to be the accurate prophet of the hour. No, that is not what the gifts of the Spirit are for, not even prophecy. It is to for the upbuilding of the body of Christ. It is for those who operate under the office of the prophet to deal with a rebellion and put you back in line, the spirit of reconciliation. It is first a witness of Jesus Christ. So as prophets, I know you could be a millionaire, your house, your car, your job, your building, whatever it is that you're trying to build, and you're using a prophet or someone who calls themselves a prophet to manipulate people's money, you are a false prophet. This is why we have to check our motives at the door. We have to be a fruit inspector. There's a scripture in Matthew that talks about you shall know them by their fruit. The Holy Spirit leads us into all truth. You do not have to be deceived by someone who has an agenda if you don't want to be. But if you got an agenda, all right. Number seven. Remember this, and this is how you know that you are being led by the Spirit. Once you, when you are, what is really sad is oftentimes counterfeits tend to lure in people who are naive. They are not solid or mature in the things of God. A spirit-led Christian, someone who has matured the things of God, oftentimes won't follow their agenda. Now, they may be kind and they may be caring and respectful, but they see right through it. So I can see right through people. I'm not sitting there going, "Wait, and doing the absolute most," because it's that's you know that it's just not how you do things. But people who are truly mature in the things of God, the reason why they don't follow you because they know God's voice. And there's another scripture that says, "My sheep hear my voice, and another voice they will not follow." And that's just not the voice of your leaders who are called to shepherd you. That is the voice of God. And so when you know the voice of God, and again, when you first get saved, yes, you are saved, and God is truly in you. I'm not saying He's not, but you may not always be confident or know that you're hearing the voice of God because you have to be taught and trained how to hear His voice. And so the reason why people who are truly spirit-led don't respond as well to people who are false is because they know their father's voice. They know the voice of God. They know when someone's they can they someone who's really has discerning a spiritual has been living with God, you know, just a little bit of time, and it's not necessarily based upon age. You can have two people, right? They're saying the exact same thing, or a group of five people that's saying the exact same. The one that is mature and they know their father's voice, they can be like, that's from God. That's from God. That's from God. That ain't God. That ain't God. And so you'll have the wonderful thing about truly committing your life to being led by the Holy Spirit is that the Holy Spirit is a deception-proof type of spirit. You cannot say, "I'm led by the Spirit of God," and be deceived. Most of the time, people do that. There are areas in your life that you are not submitted to God, and you have chosen to be deceived. Again, when you are mature and led by the Spirit of God. Okay. And there are sometimes you can have a spirit of error in your life, and there are just areas of your life where you just don't trust God and you trust your own ingenuity. Any area of your life that you not do not submit to God, because the Bible says trust God in all your ways and He's gonna give you clear instructions and direction. There's a crack in that old build that foundation, and the enemy could get in. When I was a little girl, you heard the song that in the lyrics go, "There's a crack in this old building." And you just said so there was there's a crack somewhere when the spirit of deception can come in. And remember, a little leaven spoils the whole loaf. A little compromise. Whatever the enemy, whatever that door is the enemy has, it may be a little tiny crack. He's gonna sleep on it. It's gonna become a big stronghold after a while. You got to deal with your counterfeits. It'll destroy your whole life. Ain't no me talking about this. Did someone deceive me? No, they didn't. They didn't deceive you. Not when you know God. When you know God for real, they didn't deceive you. You chose your deception. You chose your Judas. You chose to be betrayed. People say, "Oh, well, Jesus had a Judas." But guess what? You cannot say someone has betrayed you if you know who they are. Jesus knew Judas was a betrayer from the beginning. Okay, he knew that Judas was his enemy, but he knew that the plan of God had to be fulfilled, so he still hung out with Judas. You cannot say, "Well, You cannot justify dealing with a counterfeit because Jesus had a Judas. No, Jesus knew what the plan of God was, and he followed the plan of God, even though doesn't make sense to most people. He followed the plan of God. He needed Judas. He was not deceived by Judas, because you cannot be God in the flesh or the spirit and be deceived. Okay? He knew who Judas was from the beginning, but he knew that Judas was a part of God's plan, even though. But sometimes we can get distracted by counterfeits. Again, point number seven, a counterfeit is a distraction. It is a distraction. So when you find yourself, listen, being delayed, being stalled, or not being able to move forward, even though you've done your best to move forward, you have to really go back to God and say, God, why am I being delayed? I've done what you asked me to do. And it doesn't always mean that there's a distraction. Sometimes it's out of space. Sometimes it's not God's timing. Sometimes God is waiting on the other person to build up their faith who's connected to your assignment. So it's not always a counterfeit, but there will be times where the reason why you cannot move forward and you are stalling is because you have a connection or a divine relationship or a covenant agreement with a counterfeit. Oh, it's tight, but it's right. You have a covenant agreement with someone who has a counterfeit. Okay. And so you don't want to find yourself delayed, stalled, or missing your connection. Like, listen, if you at the airport, right? Well, I'm almost done. And you have a and you have a what do you not you have a connecting flight. You don't have a flight that goes straight through. You have a connecting flight. You got to get off one flight and then connect yourself with the other flight. Sometimes you missed your flight, or you're being delayed because you refuse to come into agreement with what the plan of God is, and we just think we can do whatever we want. You cannot be connected with a counterfeit and then move forward into the promises of God. God will wait you out. He really will. God said, don't do that. Don't deal with that person. Don't go here. Go there. We just do what we want, hang out with who we want, do whatever we want. And then I'll be upset, crying, flipping, sipping, dipping. God, why won't these people accept me? God, why am I not moving forward? Why? And God will just wait you out. Because a lot of times God already told us what to do, right? He tells us what to do. And we pretend like God ain't, like we ain't hear from God. God told you what to do. You want to do your own thing. So break yourself of that rebellious spirit. Let's move forward. We're almost done. The spirit of manipulation. Someone who's a counterfeit person is always rooted in toxicity, but they have a hidden agenda. Remember, character is revealed not when people are in front of you, it's what they do when they think no one is listening. This is why you have to hear the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit does not take years, months, and hours and days, I'm telling you, to say no. We just don't want to hear. Sometimes we don't want to hear the word no, and we think we can manipulate God. So when we deal with a counterfeit person, it always starts off well. Flattery, admiration, they appear to be submitted, they appear to be committed to the vision. Yes, sir. No, sir. The Lord, and they give you these false prophetics. The Lord said, I am your person. Hallelujah. And then they keep saying, God said this. Well, I was just in prayer the other day. And they're not really authentic. They're saying all this to impress you. This is why you cannot be the type of person that judges based upon what you see. You have to hear from the Holy Spirit concerning any person, but it always turns toxic. Eventually, the Bible talks about how everything hidden will be revealed, right? And so instead of, you don't want to make rash promises. Yes, we're going to go together and build this mountain. And you trying to connect a counterfeit spirit to a godly anointing. Don't do it, y'all. Don't do it. In this season, we're like, we don't have time to waste time, right? I don't, you know. And I'm not saying it doesn't matter your age because God will reveal the time. But I remember when I was in my 20s, you had time to waste. When you get, of a certain age, I know the age is a social construct that does not exist in the kingdom of God. I get that. But when you have learned and gone through things in life, you just don't want to sit and waste time. You don't want to waste time with people who have agendas. I'm not interested in wasting time. And God's going to redeem time is what the word says. He's going to redeem time, but it would be helpful not to be hard-headed and not go through things you don't have to go through because you refuse to acknowledge God in all your ways. Think about it like this. We're all going to go through seasons of times, testing, and trials. We all are going to go through that. Well, let's say you're in a court, you're gonna do some time. They said you're gonna do 5 years. You said, no, judge, you know what? I understand. A judge, let's say you're gonna do 5 years by the grace of God. You have the grace of the judge, and judge said, okay, well, you're only gonna do a sub probation. You're supposed to do 5 years because you really did it, but the judge is gonna show you grace. You're only gonna do probation. But you say, no, judge, I did it. I am, you know, I hey, I want to do. Not only 5 years, I want to do 10 years of hard time, even though you already promised probation. This is how it is when we're operating under the wrong spirit. The great judge who is Jesus gives us grace. You're going to have seasons and times where you go through Job seasons, things that you didn't anticipate. But why would you sign up for more pain, for more trouble and trial and turmoil? Because you refuse to obey the voice of God. I'm not signing up for no more time that I got to deal with. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care how cute you are. I don't care how much you prophesy. I don't care how handsome you appear to be. I'm not signing up for more pain, trial, and tribulations that I don't have to deal with because of hard-headedness and disobedience. Sometimes it's just better to wait it out. Let me deal with the single people because you know I just did deal with it. I was in prayer a few years ago. I wasn't even in prayer, God, because sometimes God speaks to me. I'm not even in prayer. This is some years ago, I mean years ago, and I heard the Lord say, Samaria, it is better to be single, waiting on me to send your husband than to be single going through a divorce. That's no shade to divorce people, but that's what the Lord told me. Sometimes it's just better to wait. Save yourself some trauma and drama. Okay, last thing, and I'm gonna tell you how do you deal with this. The fruit of the spirit watches how you know you deal with a counterfeit spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 says, for work, let me just say this. When someone's being led by the Holy Spirit, one, your Holy Spirit and my Holy Spirit will connect. When someone's being led by their own voice, their own selfish ambition, we can tell it. But one of the things you'll find with counterfeits is that there are people who believe that I can be nasty, rude, abrasive, and aggressive because I'm being quote unquote led by God. But you, when we talk about fruit of the spirit. We also talk when we talk about fruit, excuse me, what you have produced, you have to have some type of fruit that you have produced that qualifies you to accomplish a certain task. So that's what you accomplish in life. There isn't such thing as having a resume. However, also when you're being led by the Holy Spirit, not only does what you physically accomplish in life qualify you, but we know that you're led by the Holy Spirit when you have the fruit of the Spirit. So Galatians 5:22 says, what the Holy Spirit produces, watch this, he produces, it means a result in this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against there is no law. There is no law. And so you will find that counterfeit spirits are fault-fighting spirits. And I'm not talking about discerning things. These are people that always have issues with people. These are the people that are always scoping out, looking to see what's wrong with someone else. Your Holy Spirit is never going to be in competition with someone else's Holy Spirit because we have the same Holy Spirit. They are rooted, they say, I'm being led by the Spirit you're never going to be led by the Holy Spirit to compromise. These are people that are led, quote unquote, led by the Holy Spirit to expose people. That is not God. But watch this. So a counterfeit spirit, listen to this. You know someone's not being led by the Holy Spirit, even though they're really gifted, and maybe they can prophesy or prophesy, whatever you said it before. But they don't have kindness and gentleness and self-control. They just are just mean people. That's a counterfeit spirit. I don't care how, when you are led by the Holy Spirit, even when you're correcting someone, I had a situation that I have to deal with. And I said, God, Lord, this is really, this ain't, you know. I said, Lord, I'm playing it now, Jesus, because I'm not that girl. I am not that girl. You not go, let me not. See, my flesh started rising up. Ain't no, you not gonna talk to me, treat me in your kind of way. And I'm just gonna smile on your face. I ain't gonna do that. But this is what the Lord told me, because you know, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. Okay. The Lord said, Samaria, confront this person with love. And he said, with gentleness. I said, okay, Lord. Because your girl is black. Okay. And when you like spit in my face. I get it, y'all. I get it. When you are in my face, try to treat me like I got a big old sign across my face says, please be rude. My flesh won't say. Don't ever in your black life ever talk to me again. I want to be mean, but because I've already prayed about the situation, which is again how you deal with the counterfeit. I already prayed about the situation. He said, Samaria, be led by my spirit. He did not tell me I was wrong in how I felt. He said, confront the person with kindness. So I'm not going to be like, well, you don't have to be a Christian doormat, but you do have to be led by the Holy Spirit. Now, the scripture talks about how when you are presented before the court, don't premeditate on what you would say, but the Holy Spirit in that hour is going to give you the wording. Okay. But your Holy Spirit's never going to lead you, even if you have to deal with someone that is you're just wrong. He's never going to lead you to be nasty. And I get it, y'all, because you sometimes people just try your kindness. You think I've been saying all my life, but I've learned something. I've learned sometimes it's not worth it. You go through things in life. And people will be antagonists. I remember one time I didn't pass this. I passed it since then. But I remember one time this person was real nasty, and so they got loud. This is a long time ago. I've been delivered. They'll be coming. I got delivered, so they got real buck, like real buck. This is what you buck gonna do. So I said, so nice and quiet. You made me realize I am so quiet and so nice when I'm like in session, or I am speaking or something. I speak more confidently because that's a little, but I am just the nicest person. I haven't been a doormat. So they're like, you better. And so I said, well, hold on. Hold on. I was like, you think I got these degrees? And you trying that. You are trying me. And the Lord told me to keep my words few, and I didn't listen. I didn't listen. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. But I learned my lesson. I learned my lesson not to allow people to take you there. Counterfeits are antagonistic spirits. They want to see you fall. That's what I learned. They're so jealous and so envious. They're so strife. So what a counterfeit tries to do is to connect with you to validate who they are. And when you become wind to it, or you say, I can't deal with this, then they A really, really wicked counterfeit person responds or retaliates through lies, smear campaigns, rumors, being real bluff, false witnesses, things like that. And it's difficult, particularly when you have only been kind to people, right? But you still have to stop. You still have to respond in a godly way. And the minute you respond out of the godly way, then they say, oh, see, I knew she, he was, I knew it. Don't allow counterfeits in your life, your personal life, your home, your business, your partnerships, your ministries. Just don't. It's just more trouble than it's worth. It really is more trouble than it's worth. And in the long run, you're going to win. So what should you do to deal with counterfeits? One, continue to stay in your word. Continue to stay in your word. Have a relationship with God, because when you're led by the Holy Spirit, as the scripture talks about, God will lead you into all truth. You do not have to be deceived by counterfeits when you're led by the Spirit of God. So the more you meditate on God's word and you hear his voice, you will be able to discern. You also don't want to be a counterfeit, but if you don't have spot time in the word of God, you're going on what you think, there is a way that seems right to a man, but lead to destruction. Your prophetic accuracy, your accuracy in business, your accuracy in what you should do in your life, all comes from your meditation time with God. Okay, forgive easily when you have dealt with a counterfeit. Forgive yourself, forgive others, but don't deal with counterfeits in your life. And again, remember to acknowledge God in all your ways. He's going to give you clear instructions. And finally, as I've been talking about my series on kingdom and actualizing your kingdom assignment, I gotta reiterate this, and I know I've said this about three times. You will never be able to walk in the promises of God connected to counterfeits. You have to get rid of the accursed thing in your life. And there are things that are accursed. And you will find that once you set your life in order and set things in order, even if it's not time for the fulfillment of that of that promise right away, you will find that your life starts moving in the direction because you are have disconnected from wrong spirits. God bless you. Check me out at www.drsamiracobra.com. My trainings are there, my books are there, my request speaking engagements are there. All of that is there. And of course, if you were located in the state of North Carolina, you've dealt with the devastation of a counterfeit, because I didn't go to them, they will wreck your mental health dealing with counterfeits. You can come to my website or schedule at www.kingdomcreativecounseling.com. You must be a North Carolina resident, or you must be able to physically drive yourself or get to the North Carolina area if you're out of state. If you're not out of state and you need other clinicians and people in your area, go to www.psychologytoday.com and they will assist you to find a therapist in your area, even a faith-based one. You just have to type in faith-based. It's not sponsored. Just type in faith-based therapist in your zip code at psychologytoday.com. They'll find your therapist in your area. Okay. God bless you. We're back in the day, another time, another banger, y'all. Bye.